Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and it's time for another update from VI Talk Towers. Michael's with me as always. Hello.
Hello. Hi everyone. Hope you've had a really good couple of weeks. We've been pretty busy with things at VI Talk and just in general, haven't we?
We have, yeah. I'm still guide dog training, which is going really, really well. I'm feeling very positive, very confident. It could all go pear-shaped, but up to now, it's cool.
Yeah, you've just released episode 10 of your guide dog diary, which is, I've not heard it yet, but I will take a listen probably in the morning on my way to work.
Yeah, I have done, yeah. But we've got some, well, we've got lots of things to talk about in this update, but I think we'll go for the main piece of news really first. I know we've put an interview up with Sam and Nikki, but we thought we'd just reiterate about the VI Talk book club.
Yeah, so that launched, it was only last week, wasn't it?
Oh,
was
it? No, it was.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
No, yeah, a week to 2 weeks ago, and with Sam and Nikki. And they're really, it's their baby, they're running it. But you do have a look, search the VI Talk book club. Have a look at the books what are on offer this month, and if your sort of book, take a read.
Yeah, at the moment they've got three books suggested up there, and they're asking you to choose which one you want to discuss first. But they're also putting up little quizzes as well, just to whet your appetite throughout the month. So take a look, and if you're struggling to find it, give us a shout and we'll give you a hand.
Three books available: The Fault in Our Stars, which I've actually read already, Philomena, and To Kill a Mockingbird. And they're going to be reading or talking about the first book at the beginning of May.
And one thing that Nikki is making sure is that all the books are available from the RNIB Talking Book Service. She's also going to look into seeing whether they're available in large print and or braille. But they will let you know if you join the group. They'll give you all the information.
Yeah, so just search Facebook for the VI Talk Book Club.
Okay, so, well, we will do, I think we'll do a thank you next. We don't always do it, but we wanted to thank Andre, that's Freaky Foof on Audio Boom and various other social media platforms, because we use his jingles, music, as our intros, our links, and various other things for the podcast and the audio booms. And Andre lets people use those for free, and it is much appreciated. So a big thank you to Andre.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andre. And also to Wendy for her voiceovers, which she puts at the beginning of all our jingles and our special blog posts, like In the Kitchen with Sam and Sophie's baby blog. And obviously you hear her give all our details at the end of all our stuff.
And I guess while we're on the subject of intros, we just wanted to ask, if you're posting to the channel, can you please put VI Talk at the beginning of the title of your boom? Because that way, when it appears in somebody's feed, they will know that it's on the channel and that it's not just posted as one of your own personal boos. And it means that if they want to respond to something that you've put, maybe you've asked a question, you've asked for advice, or they want to comment on maybe a blog, it just means that they'll know to go to the channel to do that, so that you'll pick up on it rather than doing it as a general boo.
Yeah, and we obviously, when we're producing our own material, we don't do that. And also it just helps differentiate between what's been put out by VI Talk and what's being contributed by others, or even if we're posting it as ourselves as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, because when we post things from VI Talk, it has VI Talk at the end, so it doesn't need it at the beginning as well, because that'd just be overload, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. Right, so we're going to start a sort of a new section over the next coming months, and it actually ties in with the interview which we did last week with Laura Lane Clark for the See and Hear conference, which takes place in May. So anyone around Shropshire, take a listen or try and get to that dual sensory exhibition.
Yeah, that's on the 13th of May, which is a Wednesday, if my memory serves.
And if it doesn't, just check a calendar anyway.
Yeah. but we actually recently interviewed Karen Easthope from Queen Alexandra College, and that interview is coming your way very soon.
It is. And last year's success of the Countdown to Sat Village, which we did, and that was when we were quite small at VI Talk, and we're going to relaunch that over the next coming months, which, even if you can't make some of these exhibitions, it's good to hear about the services and some of the equipment, what is available, and may help you in your daily living, with employment, with different aspects of life.
Yep, so we're going to hashtag it. Last year it was C2SV, so that's C number 2 SV, but this year we're going to have C2SV15.
And like I said, that will be launching very soon, so just listen to all the feeds.
So we wanted also to just mention a couple of other things, one being Ian's blog, which is available on the website in written format. Obviously, a screen reader will read it for you. But thanks to Chris, that is now available in audio form on Audioboom. So we've had Ian's political blog, which is all about voting, and he's now on a new series about employment. So take a listen to that. It's in a playlist as well to make it easy to find.
And we've also got Sophia's baby blog, and there is another post literally just ready to go on that one as well. And well, I won't tell you about what it's about, just take a listen when that goes on in the next couple of days. But she has covered a lot of things, really her thoughts, her feelings, and the progress which she's going through with her pregnancy.
And finally, I think we just need to let you know that episode 10 of the VI Talk podcast is going to be imminently released. And to accompany that, there will be a newsletter if you are signed up to that. And if you would like to be signed up to it, you can do that via the website,
which is www.vitalk.co.uk.
Or you can drop us an email with your details and we can do that for you, can't we?
We can. We can manually add you as well to that.
Yeah. So I guess now it's just contact details. Now, Wendy gives some of the contact details at the end, but there are extra details now, ways you can find us, ways you can contact us. So do you want to kick that off?
Yeah, the voicemail is 0161 298 8255.
There are various places on Facebook now. Obviously, there's the main group, that's VI Talk. There's VI Talk Media, which is another way of listening to the audio booms, the podcasts, and any other interesting media that we might find we could put up there. We also have the book club, obviously, which is the VI Talk Book Club. And we have the page, which is sort of informational, I guess. And that, again, is VI Talk.
And if you want to listen outside Facebook, and you've got the Sonata audio player from British Wales for the Blind, you can also search iTunes or your podcast software for VI Talk and the VI Talk channel. You'll find both the podcast and the channel on there. And also iBlink Radio, which is an app you can download to listen to. And obviously on Audio Boom as well.
Yeah, so loads of ways of getting in touch. So and do we love to get feedback. So if you want to drop us an email, maybe you've got an idea for something you'd like to talk about, you know, maybe you'd like to start a blog or something. So always, you know, always feel free to approach us, and we will listen, won't we?
We will. So I think until next time, shall we hand over to our Wendy?
Yeah, I think we should.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.